Known as the Lion City, Singapore is the second most densely populated independent country in the world. In just 150 years, Singapore has grown into a thriving center of commerce and industry. Aside from its booming economy, Singapore serves as home to many of the world's religions, such as Buddhism, Christianity, Islam, Taoism, Sikhism, and many others. On many occasions, our association members invited Supreme Master Qinghai to visit Singapore to share her knowledge and wisdom. We now invite you to listen to the following discussion between Supreme Master Qinghai and our association members entitled, We All Have the Wisdom of God, in March 1993.
Indian consulate, please, you come up and give people something. Yes, he knows a lot. All right, you stand. He has a big bookshop in Indonesia. And last year, we made acquaintance with each other. And our first year jubilee. fell about at 1st of March this year, huh?
Correct.
And he was very much a saint himself. You know, all Indian people are saints, yeah. He had bookshop. In his bookshop, he has a lot of books, East and West, you know, philosophy, also the Indian culture, yeah. And he had all of the masters in the world visit his place, either by photo or by foot. And I also have two or three places in his house among this collection of his masters. Anyhow, so he knows much about Indian philosophy and way of life. Maybe you would like to ask him some question. He knows all the master in India. He knows all about the master. Yes. So tell them, which is your best favorite and how is their teaching and so on, please. And be comfortable whether you want to sit or stand. It's all right. But let people see your face.
Dear brothers, it is a great favor to me the master has given me. I met the master last year on the 1st of March in Buddhist temple. And I was so much attracted to the master's philosophy because it was at that time very much based upon the Buddhism as well as also the universal. So the same night I was initiated by the master at about 11 o'clock of that 1st March. The master arrived in Surabaya on 29th of February. 2nd March, the master already left for Singapore, and you brothers knows that she arrived here. Exactly this time, the master arrived in Surabaya on the 1st of March, and it was 1 year celebration.
Tell them about the master, about yes. All the things you know.
And it is my personal experience. That also I want to keep before you, that I think that my connection with the masters are not in this birth, perhaps in previous births. Otherwise the master from Taiwan, I from India, I stay in Indonesia, how the master have found me?
You have found me. He has found me. He came.
So.
Anyhow.
So I am very much lucky, and after initiated by the master, I have been reading many books because I have got the lots of time, and I have studied and I have seen, I have noted that the teaching of the master is absolutely universal. And during this 1 year of the time, I think that I have much, very, very much developed in my daily life. I have got the bookshop. Mostly I am selling the textbooks, medical, technical, engineering, and beside that also philosophy on the East and West. In Asia, my bookshop is not so big, but I have got the 14,000 titles on various subjects and of the various philosophies of the various masters.
That's big enough to scare Singapore people.
And at my place, there is a very small temple, you may say, because many masters previous have come to my place and we make the prayers, and the sixth master is my Supreme Master Chingai. So this is whenever you are in Surabaya, you kindly, you are most welcome to my shop. Beside that, I am also the representative of the Indian community since last 45 years.
You represent the Indian.
And the people, I am not the official council or the Indian council, but the people consider me, respect me as a council. I am only the humble servant of the peoples. Indonesia is a very beautiful country. You must have heard and you must have read in the newspaper. So you are welcome in Surabaya. Thank you, Master.
That's it?
Yes, Master.
I thought you'd tell them something about the Indian masters to profit them.
Yes, but if they...
Profit them, but you only profit your bookshop.
I do not know whether they are interesting in Krishnamurti philosophy or Santamart philosophy.
They are laughing.
Or Rajneesh philosophy or any Veda philosophy. I do not know if anybody is interesting. So I will, with my little knowledge, I will try to answer with the blessing of the Master.
How do you find Krishnamurti's teaching similar to our Master Chingai?
The Master's philosophy and Krishnamurti's philosophy is different.
Yes.
Krishnamurti is, the teaching is to become aware, to do anything with the awareness, and to understand the things, and then you carry on. But the Master's philosophy, that is the universal philosophy, if you have to travel from this world to the next world, then Master's philosophy is very much necessary. But if you want to develop in your daily life and to become aware, then the Krishnamurti philosophy is very popular.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I often heard from newspaper about Sai Baba. Could you tell me something about him?
Yes. I had an opportunity to be in India in 1969. I had not met personally to Sai Baba, but while he was walking, I had seen him. After that, many books in English were available in Surabaya. So I encouraged many people, their center, to make the books translated in Indonesia, as I am also trying to encourage the master's book to be also translated in Indonesia. So Sai Baba, at the present, what I have noted, that he is very popular in Indonesia among the Chinese and Indonesian, because many people, they believe in the miracles. So the Sai Baba is showing the miracles, and the peoples are there is also vibhuti, and the peoples are applying on the body. So where there is a sickness or where there is a pain, they say that they are cured. It is the belief of everybody. I have been trying to visit again to Sai Baba, but I had no opportunity, because these are all the karmas. I have come here in Surabaya, Singapore. I was not knowing and I was not prepared. Only the last moment when the master left airport, and I was asked that, you are not coming to Singapore? May I come? Yes, master, I will come. And on the next day, I have arrived here. And I think that also these are my good karma that I have been before you, the disciples of the great master. Is there any other question about the Rajneesh? Huh?
What is the miracle that Sai Baba possess?
Can you explain? Miracles, I think these are also the prayers and the siddhis. Siddhis, the one get some power by meditating or by prayer from certain gods. So the Sai Baba in his younger life, when he was born, that was also the day, full moon day, and that was the 23rd November 1926. When he was born, his mother was pregnant and she had suffering the pain, but she did not leave the prayer, and after praying, then she gave the birth to Sai Baba. And the day was full moon, and on the full moon we Hindu worshipped God Narayan. So his name was put Narayan because he was born after the prayers to Narayan. Now his original name is Narayan.
No name.
But afterwards, when he was 12 years old and there were many miracles, then the people there considered that he is the mystic. He has got the power, and afterwards he became Sai Baba. Baba means we call the great old man, and Sai, that is the man from God, Sai Baba. Original name is Satya Narayan. He is born on 23rd November 1926.
He asked you about the miracles, not the birth.
And and there is also, perhaps in Singapore, you have got the Sant Mat Center. Sant Mat Center, that is the teaching of Vyas. The fifth master was Mara Charan Singh. Fourth master was the Jagat Bahadur. And the third master was the Savan Singh. And Savan Singh's philosophy and Sant Mat is more great than the previous masters. The book is very popular, The Call of the Master. If you get that book, that is the very good book to read it, to know about the Sant Mat.
He's a living library, huh? All information.
No, I've heard that Sai Baba could cure cancer or polio patients.
Yeah, Do you personally believe? I've heard from the people there, that means they have got the experience, and when the experienced man speak anything, that means there must be something.
Since you meet our master from 1st March 1992 until today, 1 over year, how is your experience? Something that improve your life, something like a personal experience, something like you no more than hot temper or something like that, something like you improve everything overall. What we want to know, because we want to gain some experience from you, is it?
You get it? Your personal experience during this year.
I think that my age is 67, will be on the 14th of March. So after meeting with the master, within 1 year, I have collected lots of knowledge as well. It has helped me very much to upgrade my spiritual understanding, spiritual life. And after meeting the master, I have got more opportunity to leave the worldly affairs and to study more of the knowledge.
But I think he had said in the first place that during this 1 year his life has improved a lot.
If it had been not like that, I would have not come up to Singapore.
Yes, yes.
This is the proof that I love the master, I like the master, not myself.
Never mind. You have to forgive him because he's too devoted and he doesn't know what he should talk about. He thought you would understand. You would automatically understand, and it is very natural that because he followed me here, you must know he loves me and that he has improvement despite all the masters he knows. Actually, he always follow our path.
At my place on every Thursday, about 300 to 400 beggars and needy persons comes since last 70 years. They get half a kilo rice and milk, whatever they want to
drink. That's his children.
About 300 to 400 and these children, I consider just like it is my great family. Mm. Whenever you come to Surabaya, you can see it.
Anyhow, he prepared. He kept telling me, I was too busy, otherwise I'd follow you right away. And then I said, oh, don't worry. And he kept asking me about when I've been in Singapore, and so I said, what for? He said, I want to follow you, maybe I can make it and all that. And so I gave him the whole schedule. And he wanted to follow me all over the world, at his age. Can you believe it?
I want to follow Master for the 3 months trip, but 2 days before I got the telephone from Surabaya that our Indian ambassador is visiting Surabaya. So first secretary is coming in charge of affairs, so I have to meet him and to arrange his visit in Surabaya.
Yes, never mind, never mind. You don't need to follow me. I told you already. You
no,
cannot
I will follow after maybe after oh my finishing God. My work in Surabaya. I will follow the master.
He said you want to be my secretary and look after me. I don't know who looks after who. But never mind. That's why he thought you know everything about him. That's why he didn't know what you're asking. Understand? If he has not improved within this year, he would not have done this, trying to follow me everywhere, despite his age. And he's a very important man in Surabaya, Indonesia. You know, every week he feeds 400 people. Yeah, every week since 70 years. 17?
Yes.
That's a long time.
My age is below than the 17.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is 17.
Maybe your grandfather did it. And he knows all the diplomats in Surabaya. They respected him very much. He's a well-known man and well-respected in that region. He wanted to follow me. Just because the ambassador came, so he had to go back. Also because he didn't have visa for Australia yet. He has to do it in Singapore.
And also, I do not have the visa for Australia. That has to be applied from Indonesia. When I departed from Indonesia, from Surabaya, I did not know that I need visa for Australia.
Never mind. So you don't actually need to ask any more questions because he don't know how to answer. He thought you know all his heart by now because of what he's doing. And even though I respect him very much as a saint, because he's a saint quality, but he never dared to sit equal with me. And he always sit on the floor. You had a picture of Sai Baba there too, the old Sai Baba and the new one. He had everybody there. In line.
Shirdi Baba and Sai Baba. Shirdi Baba passed away in 1918, and after 8 years, they said that he has reincarnated as Sai Baba. There is also the one master that is not so much popular, maybe in Singapore, but he is also the master. He has got many disciples all around the world. His philosophy is also the universal as the master's. The thing is this, that I have been always eager to know more about the other religions, even the Christianity, also the Islamic, Buddhism, Hinduism. I do not know, it may be from my last birth, I have left some work which I have come again to continue on to study more and more. Therefore, not only the masters, but even the Veda, we have got the 4 Vedas, Bhagavad Gita is also there. Sri Lord Krishna have spoken to Arjuna. So I have been I do not know why I have been studying most of this, so that if any happen to ask me any question, so I can reply and can guide him and can explain him.
My question is, since you have met so many masters in the world, what was the kind of feeling you get, you know, when you met them? Every time when you met them, the feeling you get, are they
you
always the same?
Each or master, different? Do they give you different blessing, different feeling, different benefit, or they're the same?
Or if they're different, how are they different?
All the teaching is the same. Because if you want to learn the economy or management, in the, all the universities, economic management or the medical is the same. But the universities are different and the teachers are the different. Therefore, the subject is not the different. This is my understanding. To know about the universal, you can read about other religion, then you will know, you can find the difference, what is in other religions teaching and how it can be done.
Just want to know your feeling, your personal feeling when you meet them, the kind of feeling when you get, the initial feeling, the impact, you know. Is it always different when you meet Master A, B, C? Do you get the same feeling when you meet A, B, and C? Or when you meet A, you feel more ecstatic, and when you meet B, you feel more peaceful? And when you meet C, you get some other kind of feeling. If they're different, how are they different? And if they're alike, are they all alike? Because you give me the impressions that when all the masters that you've met, you feel the same, likewise. Is that how you feel?
I think what is I have noted from my experience. Now, take for the instance, my first master, I have not met him, that is Guru Nanak. I know the Guru Nanak from the philosophy, and it came in my heart that he is my master and I like his philosophy. Then again, in 1982, I met in India another master, he was an Islamic master. I found also his philosophy was quite good and very approachable at that time in Bombay, that is Abdul Qadir Jalani, that is from Iraq. That was the Sufism. That was also Brahm, his disciple. He gave me. And I found also the miracle in that master. And all the masters...
Sorry, you don't know.
No, Raja sorry. Yoga. That is my fourth master. Fifth master also came in Surabaya. That is from the Anandpur.
From some issues, you try
and
to help you.
The sixth master is the Supreme Master Chingai.
So there's no difference between any master. So why have you collect so many masters?
Because I was not knowing the Supreme Master. I knew her only in 1992. And before then, from 1982, I've been come in contact. Therefore, I took them as my masters.
Understand. You see... You must understand the Indian people's mind. They never degrade any master at all. Understand? But they will know which one they choose. They might take it, and then, but they, if they're not satisfied, they search. Because the so-called teachers are sometimes different from masters. Yeah? Sometimes they teach philosophy, and they tell you to keep the precepts. Sometimes like Buddhist monks, they also give you the Kui Yi, huh? Refuse, take refuse. But then they never ever say anything about the famous teachers or masters. Whether it's not their teacher, it is their teacher. Because they are afraid of offending God. Yes. But they will take one master as their own, personal. And that everyone, they themselves knows. But they would never, degrade the other masters or other teachers. Whether they are high level, or low level, they do not talk about that, okay? So they want him to ascertain to you that which master is higher than the other. He would never do that, so don't waste your time. Is that right, brother? Is that right? Yeah.
Don't you think this is also the miracle? I have been called by the master to sit here. I did not know it half an hour before that I will be in front of you. So this is... everything is predicated, everything is pre-arranged. We have to only follow. But if our understanding is pure, that means we meet with the good peoples. If our understanding or our characters are not spiritualism, then we follow in the wrong way. Therefore, the master always protect the disciple. I also seek your blessing because on the 14th of March, I will be 67 years old, and I hope that the next time, if I happen to come to Singapore, I will see all my so many brothers.
You still want to follow me and be my secretary at 76 years old. Very brave.
Thank you for joining us on Between Master and Disciples. Please tune in tomorrow for part two of We All Have the Wisdom of God. Coming up next, Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, only on Supreme Master Television. Please stay tuned.